Welcome to the Brand Builders Lab podcast. I'm your host, Suze Chadwick, business and mindset coach and the creator of the Bold Business Academy and the Amplify Mastermind. Right here on this podcast, we'll inspire you to become a bold and powerful voice in your industry and claim your space with courage and confidence. You can be bold and go against the grain to become the creative rebel you want to be. Forget average, it's time to level up. Hey, lovely. Welcome back to the podcast. Awesome to have you here. We are back to a mini episode on this episode. And so I wanted to share something with you that I experienced last year. And I wanted to share it with you because I just want you to know that we all go through ups and downs in business. So in 2020, 2021, I had pretty massive growth and massive financial years. So, which was fantastic. And then in 2022, I feel like I almost had a little bit of a hangover from the last 2 years and the amount of work I did and where the business was. And I just sort of, what I said to my coach recently is, I feel like I phoned it in. And what does that mean? I feel like I just took my foot off the gas and just didn't really show up in as much of a strategic way as I would have liked to. Now, I'm not beating myself up about that. I'm being really compassionate with myself because I think it's really important for us to do that and for us to be able to see where we may have not shown up the way that we wanted to, acknowledging that, being okay with it, and then deciding to do it better now. And so I kind of wanted to talk about that today as far as what phoning it in means and what I'm doing differently this year. So what did I do last year and what am I doing this year that's different? Now, last year, I want to say is that we still financially did really well in the year without a lot of effort. I definitely think that I became a little bit complacent where money was just coming in and I was just kind of like, yeah, all good. I don't need to make more of an effort when it comes to selling. Even though I had goals for myself, even though I had big goals for myself, I still didn't push it. And I've mentioned before, like I went away on holidays, I think it was in October to Thailand, and that was for 2 weeks. And when I got back, it took me like a solid month to get back into work. And I feel like that was a little bit of that hangover where I just needed more time to rest and chill out. And so I did that. And once again, that's just how it was. So last year, I think when it came to content creation and phoning it in is that I wasn't being as strategic. I think that having reels just made me feel like, oh, this is fun. This is easy. Like I can just quickly do it and I don't really need to think too much about it. And I definitely felt like that when I was creating as well, like let me just create so that I have something to put out rather than coming at it from a place of let me create to really teach, entertain, support, communicate with my audience. And so you know that I'm on a big content kind of, focus this year. And so that's something that I'm doing is really how am I teaching more? How am I bringing the best content? How am I taking my long form content that is deep and valuable? And how are we creating more of that short term content? So I feel like almost focusing on the deeper long form content fixes the short form content issue. Because then I don't need to think about or worry about, well, what am I going to create? Because I've already got all of this great short-term, short-form content that we've taken from, say, the YouTube video or from the podcast, etc. And just knowing that that's more valuable as well. And then writing captions that are meatier and more substantial so that I can be teaching my audience more as well. And then also just doing things on the fly was something that I did last year a lot. See, I'm telling you all of my flaws that happened in 2022. Doing things on the fly, I am such a planner. And so big things like the retreats and magnetic mastery and all of those things were planned, obviously. But a lot of other things that I would normally have planned out, I didn't. And I definitely saw a dip in my revenue because I didn't plan them out. So once again, this year, which I always do every year, is that we're going back into deep planning. So we're already booking retreats and we're talking about them. You know, I'm trying some new monthly energized marketing, you know, offers such as Simple Sales Coaching Week, which will be a lead into Bold Business Academy. Really thinking about how I'm growing Amplify this year and who I want to work with and how I want that to look, and, you know, really wanting to work with, you know, next level, as in already past six figure entrepreneurs who want to grow their coaching and consulting businesses, and one of their products may be a group coaching program, but doesn't have to be. And so how am I really focusing on connecting with those people in a very strategic and planned way in order to connect with them, attract them more into the work that I'm doing. And I think that you can only do that when you are planned and when you are really clear on who it is you're wanting to work with, what the message is that you need to be putting out that is unique and aligned to you, and then how you're doing it in ways that work now. And the reason that I'm saying ways that work now and how this relates to phoning it in is that sometimes when we're phoning it in, we're just doing what we've always done. Like, this is what I've always done, I'm just going to keep doing this. And we don't really take a look at how the market has changed, what we need to, I guess, up our game on when it comes to the different things that we're creating or doing. And I can tell you now, and I will do a longer episode on this too, is that the market is massively changing. Yeah, is that there are over a billion active users on TikTok, and all of the content platforms are just growing more and more. And so when you're not planned, when you're not strategic, when you're not understanding how these platforms are changing and what you need to do in order to keep up with it. And when I say keep up with it, I'm not talking about hustle. I'm talking about changing what you do rather than doing more, changing what you do to get more out of what you do, in alignment with what's happening in the market, in marketing, on the platforms that you're using as well. And so really think about, am I being lazy? Because that's how I felt about myself last year. Am I being lazy in the way that I'm creating, planning, doing the work that I want to do? And is there a better way for me to feel like I'm thriving, be creating from my best self, not be in that content coma that I've been talking about or in that wishful comparison, but using that to really fuel what it is you want to create and how you want to create? And I'll give you an example. So Brooke Castillo, who is the founder of the Life Coaching School in America, she ran Life Coach Live last year, so 2022. And when I looked at that event, I was literally like, I just want to create that. Like, that's what I want to create here in Australia. I want to create like an incredible, massive, huge event where we all come and we spend like 3 days masterminding, learning, like really challenging our mindsets, growing what we're doing, connecting. And that for me, I don't look at that and think, oh, I wish I could do that. I'm like, no, that's like one of the things on my vision board. Like, that's what I want to create. That's what I want to do. So when you are looking at other people, instead of being in that wishful comparison, I really want you to think about, am I just wishing that I was a bit more like them or doing that? Or is it actually what I want to do? Because I do think that sometimes comparison actually shows us what is possible for us, because we look at it and we go, I could do that. And then you've got to decide whether you're actually going to do it or not. And so the question I'm asking you, and I'm asking you this because I had to ask myself this, are you phoning it in? Are you just doing what you've always done? Are you being lazy in the way that you're running your business and then wondering why it's not growing or why you're not getting the results that you want? Like, what is working and what do you need to really lean into when it comes to you and what you do best? You know, I was saying to one of my clients. I'm going to give her a shout out, Adriana. She's so amazing. So she is a self-embodiment and relationship coach. And we were talking on a coaching call the other day and she was telling me that she's created her new podcast, which is called Love, Sex and Energy, I think. And you know something, she's like me, she can talk underwater. And I know that she will be so successful in what she creates because of the energy that she puts into it as well. But I just think, I said to her, you know something, that's really playing to your strengths. Like you can talk underwater, you can do so much of that. And I know that you'll be able to communicate so well with your audience. And so creating really valuable, amazing content and growing a community around you, play to your strengths. Really think about what can you do that feels easier to you. Yes, it still takes a bit of effort. Yes, you still need to be strategic. Yes, you still need to plan. But what can you do that feels a little bit easier for you so that you can make it as good as possible? At the end of the day, I could stand up in front of 1,000 people and I could talk. But because I can do that and that's easy for me, I know that every time I do it, I get better and better and better. And every time I do it, new things come out. So I find that I create when I speak. So that's why the podcast is great for me. That's why YouTube videos are great for me. That's why speaking on stage is great for me, because it plays to my strengths and it also helps me to develop my thought leadership when I'm in the process, because I'm an extrovert. So I think on my feet. And as I'm talking, new thoughts come to me that may have never come to me before. And so I just really want you to think about and know yourself really well. What do you do really well? Where do you shine? Where do you thrive? When are you at your best? And how can you create more of those opportunities in your business so that you are creating the best work of your life? You know, I talk about this in Amplify, bringing your best work to life. How do you continue to bring your best work to life? You know, we've just updated the Bold Business Academy and we're doing more. We've got like, you know, fortnightly coaching in there now, and we've got a live messaging coach joining us, and we've updated all the videos. And how do we make this even better? So there's some bonuses in BBA where I'm like, I want to rewrite that bonus because I know that it could be, you know, even better. And then I'm looking at a product I used to have, which is called Digital Content Creators Club. And I'm like, I could totally redo that, and that could become part of BBA like in a future iteration. And so really looking at how do you continue to make what you have awesome so that it's the best? Because I can tell you now, if you feel like you're phoning it in, if you feel like you're not giving your best and giving and creating your best work, you won't sell it. And so I feel like because I felt like I was phoning it in a bit last year in 2022, I just didn't sell it as well because I wasn't as like committed to what it is I was trying to do. Whereas this year I'm like all in, baby. I'm like, how do I make everything better? Everything. And I think just asking yourself that question, how do I show up in a way that really works for me and really aligns with my energy? And how do I bring my best work to life and make everything I do the best that I can make it? Those are the questions you want to ask yourself. If you've got a question, DM me. Otherwise, I'll speak to you soon. Hey, if you're ready to start building a powerful brand and making more money in your business, then I want to invite you to come and join me in the Brand Builders Academy, where you'll create a clear strategy to build your business, get more clients so that you can be profitable and pay yourself more. We've watched our BBA clients triple their profit, increase their pricing and book themselves out, gain massive confidence to go after big opportunities and more. Head to susechadwick.com/BBA and join today. Once you've done that and you're earning a healthy 5 figures a month and your business is ready for the next stage, then the Amplify Accelerator and Mastermind is the place to be. If you want to shift your business model from done for you to coaching courses and you want to build a personal brand that gets you paid, then this is for you. Head to susechadwick.com/amplify and apply today.